Friday night was a, not Friday night, Sunday night was a pretty happy night in the Robinson family. We used to, Dad bought popcorn, and a lot of popcorn too, all you wanted, and he'd make molasses candy sometimes, and he'd pull that molasses candy, and Mother would say, "Watch that, you're getting very close to the floor with that." And he could really pull that candy. He'd make up molasses candy and pull it until it was almost snow white. Put the air to it, it would be almost snow white. Then he'd lay it out on wax paper, and he'd cut it in stretch it out into small and cut it like a kiss, and cut it one way, then turn it over and cut it opposite way. And he'd wrap them up in wax papers. Just, boy, and they were, it was delicious. Boy. And that lasted a week, what we didn't eat that night. And as I say, we used to have popcorn and sometimes molasses candy. And there was an old maid that used to live next door, Miss Clark, Mary Clark. And she used to come over and sometimes and have popcorn with us. Well, Dad used to get a lot of liquor from the commercial boys that he did business with on the state highway. And Dad never drank. As the story goes, Dad used to say, I don't drink because they told me if I drank and it tasted very good to me, I should leave it alone. And he says, you know, it does. It tastes very good to me. And so I've always left it alone. And so he never drank. And so he always had that bottle of, always had a bottle of vodka up in the pantry. And sometimes two and three bottles. And he'd give Miss Clark a drink. And she'd be sitting beside of that hot fire. She'd have that drink, she'd have some popcorn, and she said, well, I guess I'll go along home. And this one time she went along home, and there was an apple tree that got blown over during the hurricane. And the stump of it was leaned, over her path, really, the path that she used to come down. And she was walking back that path, and she fell over the stump of that apple tree that one Sunday night. And Dad got quite a kick out of that. And some nights we play Michigan Rummy. I don't know if you know what that is. And Dad would, he'd try to play fast enough so he'd get his pay cards out. And, wait a minute, Dad, wait a minute. I can play before you can. it was quite, we used to have a grand old time playing Michigan Rummy. And that wasn't Sunday night, though. Was usually another night during the week. And Mom used to go to church, but Dad didn't. And and of course, all our kids went to Sunday school. Oh gosh, yeah. And in the choir, I tried to play and sing in the junior choir, but I haven't got that kind of a voice. Margaret, my sister Margaret, had a very good voice. Matter of fact, she sang in the choir up where she lived up in Enfield, and Canaan and Enfield, and I don't know too much about Anna's voice. Lauren's voice, I don't believe he had any voice. And Chuck, I don't know. But Margaret was a pretty good singer. And our family was a closely knitted family, but I guess I worshipped the most was Lawrence. He was 9 years older than I was, and I kind of went for him as he was more my dad than a brother. I admired some of the things he did. Boy, oh boy. And I still do. I still do. It's that'll be enough for now.